Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Oscar will be traveling down to
Charleston, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Yeah. That's exciting, huh?
I've never been. Right.
What are you doing down there?
We're going down. There's a White House production. And
singing, dancing, it's going to be something.
Yeah, we perform at 8, so I can do the show at 3. Oh, can you explain to the audience, because most people don't understand that you're
why
at
we
risk
do this?
Of heat stroke.
What's that?
You're at risk of heat stroke in Florida this time of year.
Well, 2 months ago, I was in risk of heat stroke. There's no crime in giving you a little something to ease your mind at the end of the day.
Lexapro is an antidepressant.
Yeah.
Yeah. It Very really effective. Has helped me at the end
How
of the day.
How much did they give you?
I don't know if it's a big dose or not. 500 grams.
it's not milligrams.
It's relative to the person.
It's a shake.
Right?
It's like a smoothie.
Yeah, you got to grind it up.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
I'm just wondering if I printed everything twice. Just checking. Good afternoon, good morning, good evening in certain parts of the world. The
good
Mike
day.
O'Mara Show is a good day. I said good day.
Good day.
Good day. Paul Harvey.
Good day. Yeah.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. We're happy to have you with us from Hannibal, Missouri, Talladega, Alabama, Branford, Florida, Aiken, South Carolina, Corinth, Greece. Is that the way it's pronounced? Corinth?
Yeah, Corinth. Corinth.
Is that where Corinthian leather comes from?
Only if it's fine Corinthian leather.
That's Spanish, isn't it?
I believe they market it as Spanish. Well, actually, Corinthian,
right?
Well, it was a type of column in ancient architecture, the Corinthian column.
Italian?
So
I don't think
it would be Italian.
They're pyramids.
And the Canary Islands in Macronesia.
America, Central America.
Where's Macronesia? Is that smaller or bigger than
Oh, it's much bigger because it's macro.
No.
It's macro.
The economics are much smaller.
That macro and micro. I couldn't tell you. All I know is I got a B+ on the final, and I went out of my mind because I had a professor, because I hid in the back of the classroom, and I had a professor who was like,
that is a place right of the economically matter.
Oh, God, econ was so
that's
tough.
That's what you have to do with this thing, and what most people do not realize about that.
I'm in the back going,
I think the Canary Islands are just west of where Spain meets up with the south part of Europe. I think so.
Mr. Wang helped me out in my first macroeconomics.
Hey, Wang. Hey, help me out with my economics class. Where's that tutor?
All I know.
Oh, my God. That's a great clipboard. It looks good on you, though.
Carrie bought a microwave oven, and it is slow.
Microwave. What's wrong with us? What's wrong with us is that we're doing our one of our taping schedule changes that we
it's
do.
It's weirdish.
Can you explain to the audience, because most people don't understand that you're
why
at
we
risk
do this?
Of heat stroke.
What's that?
You're at risk of heat stroke in Florida this time of year.
Well, 2 months ago, I was in risk of heat stroke.
It is a combination. Well, Oscar, to a degree, has a point.
Yeah,
The game I love. We talked about this last year. We'll talk about it again this year so that I can. I'm glad you brought that up, Oscar, so I can
just
have
let
lots
him
of
know.
Emails going, well, let Mike know because he plays golf all the time. Well, I do. That's what I do. But we changed the schedule because I play, everybody does earlier in the morning.
Yes.
Because of the fact that the temperature as of 8 o'clock this morning was 74 degrees with about 100% humidity.
At 8 a.m.? 8 a.m.?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
73, 74 degrees. And let me see if I can get you the temperature right now down
you,
here.
You can use an app, I'm sure.
Just to say, well, I have an app. I have a...
Yes, you have an app for that.
I have a Weather Channel app right here.
Weather?
Let's see what it says. Let's see if it's on my phone. Ready to go.
Click
it's
on
88 now.
88.
It is 88. Feels like 93. But that's not heat stroke. There has been three days every day of horrible storms. And now my son is in a Little League tournament that is scheduled for tonight. We're getting it early. We can talk about this. I put it on my show prep.
Yeah.
That we are now, Florida is on pace to be, I predict, remember this prediction, you heard it here first, Florida will be underwater by the end of the summer. No. Because there are places now, Immokalee, Florida, where the bad place is, where the casino is that we will never go to again, 8 inches of rain yesterday.
Mm. In one day.
8 inches in a day.
That's
so
a lot.
They're over there going, well, I guess the casino's closed now. But they moved the schedule to earlier, so we're going to do more of these tapings in the afternoon. And if that's inconvenient for you, my apologies. And we will not be doing this forever. We'll flip back when the time comes.
Rob, this year, let Steve Bridges know.
I already did.
All right. Just let him know.
Oh, really? Yeah. Really? Yes. Does that cause a problem?
Nah,
well,
he's fine.
He was upset last year, and deservingly so. No one really informed him until the he's like, where are the files? Shaw hasn't recorded yet. Weird.
That's weird, yes.
But that's
I spoke to him yesterday.
It's our lone radio-free.
He deserves more respect.
Radio-free Iowa.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We respect you,
Steve. Get the joke, Rob. Radio-free Iowa. Hi. We're not doing... Well, let me see. Okay?
Love you, Steve.
I know you're excited about this. If let me see if it's on.
He's excited for my visit mid-month?
No. He's excited. Oh. He's excited for a new sponsor.
Ooh.
That arrived in the mail.
Oh,
I got mine too.
Is it on the docket today?
No, it starts in a week and a half.
It starts in a week and a half. So you can only talk about. Well, come in and say hi. Come in and say, you don't have to hold that up yet, but are you excited for that new product? And you're going to do the commercial, right? He'll do the commercial. I'll record it.
I love it. Hey, buddy.
Say hi, Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Would you like to tell everybody what the grade you got on your test today?
I got a 100.
You got a
100. Well, that's pretty good.
And congratulations.
What was the grade you got on the last test you had? I don't know. The last one you had. The last
100.
And the one before that?
100.
And the one before that? Okay, give me his. Love you. All right, see you later.
So
all right.
With the lips thing, huh?
Oh, stop it. Will you? I do that for your benefit. Mm. All right. Right.
Love you.
There you go. That's He's twice. A sweet boy.
Okay.
You know what? Take your Bolivian thing and go away. Oscar's coming down next Friday, Carla.
Yeah.
Is Shannon coming down?
Two Fridays. Not next Friday. Let's not confuse
you. Are you leaving your wife?
I need a vacation from a vacation, if you know what I mean.
I can't wait for you to come. We definitely have to go to Iguanamia.
I'm in. I'll translate.
You have to come to my dance party with
me. We'll be there.
The dance party.
And you have to come work out with me.
Done and done. I need
awesome.
It.
He's working
done
on a studio.
Yeah.
Hi, Rob.
Yeah, I'm a friend.
How you doing?
Too.
Good. You look good.
Thank you so much. So do you.
Thanks.
Well, she always looks good.
Cheers.
I know. Cheers. Yeah, and here's to
hey,
you.
Hey, I like your mug. Were you? Was that an inadvertent little plug? Hydrofacial. There you go. Look at that arm, too.
I love
Show him your arm again. Look at that arm.
I love
Look at that arm.
Yeah.
Gun show.
Yeah.
You got to move over that. There you
nice.
Go. There it
nice.
Is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Like
Meanwhile,
looking into a mirror.
She's married to a piece of brie cheese.
Stop it.
Goo.
So what was I talking about? I completely forgot. Oh, so
Florida's going to be underwater.
Yeah.
The schedule. The last 3 days have been like, I don't remember it down here when we experience May. It is really, really, really intense. Lots of water. Not so much lightning, although we were sitting on the patio on Sunday when the lightning struck. Behave yourself.
Always.
God, I can tell you're feeling better. behave yourself. With
you
that.
Have to be careful.
There's
around
a line.
Lightning.
There's yes. a line.
You got to be very careful.
Yeah, but it lit up everybody out there on the patio, and it was
some
people thought
it
actually
them.
Went through their bodies.
Yeah, yeah. Weird.
Did any formerly
Carla,
deceased
did,
neighbors
didn't
come to life?
Some people think the lightning went through bodies, but it really didn't. Now, did it? Okay.
I don't know.
This is an inside joke, Rob.
It is so funny. So funny.
Yeah. Anywho, it's.
I didn't start it. Any of your dead neighbors are walking again since the lightning strike?
Lightning strike. Lightning strike. So,
schedule.
Yes,
schedule. The schedules are subject to change during the summer based on lots of different factors. Yeah. But we do that here, and we're still offering the same quality programming that we offer. And I'm here to say that even with Rob being on the shelf, we've generated a lot of content in the year 2022, and we intend to continue doing that.
Boom,
now, tomorrow we will do another 3 p.m. Yes. taping time. Make a programming note
of
that.
Because
and Oscar will be traveling down to
Charleston, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Yeah. That's exciting, huh?
I've never been. Right.
What are you doing down there?
I'm we're going down. There's a White House production, and
singing, dancing. It's going to be something.
Yeah, we perform at 8, so I can do the show at 3. We're taping an offsite, and I was asked to go for some executive support, and I will support as best I can. I said I'd like to do the show from Charleston if at all possible. The shoots are in the morning and the recordings are in the afternoon, so we can make it happen.
Rob, the term offsite is so used in like business culture. Yeah, we're having an offsite.
We're going
to on-location suit.
Listen,
shoot.
It's a fancy word for fun and games.
What we're going to do is we're going to unpack this, and at the end of the day,
an episode of
we're
going to
shoot
offsite
in Charleston
on location.
It's time for the show. It's time
Charleston.
For the show.
Dun, dun, what dun, is dun. Charleston famous for?
5 foot two, eyes of blue, and oh, what those 5 feet could do. Has anybody seen my girl? Anyway.
Well, the Charleston was a dance in the 20s.
That's what the top...
Turn that off and I'll do the acapella. That's a real song.
Yeah.
5 foot two, eyes of blue, and oh, what those 5 feet could do. Has anybody seen my gal?
Nice. That's from Spaceballs, when the alien punches out of the belly and then does the hat, right?
No, well, that's different. That's when he's doing Michigan J. Frog.
Oh, okay.
But also the Charleston, famous for its chew.
Chew?
Charleston Chew, one of the great candy bars
great
of all
candy
time.
Bar. Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think a Charleston
Is
Chew would be up
there
on
there?
My list.
You'll have
Charleston,
Southern cuisine, yes.
I can tell you a story about Savannah, Georgia and Charleston, South Carolina, which I believe if you drive, there is probably 35 or so minutes between cities.
Oh,
sister cities that, by many
sister,
people.
Sister city. Well, you have Charleston located in the southeastern part of Georgia. And you have, you have Savannah located in the southeastern part of Georgia. And you have Charleston located in the southwestern part of South Carolina.
Mm.
And it is always, the story goes, that in Savannah, they ask you what you drink.
Ooh.
In Charleston, they ask you what you do. And that speaks to the fact that Charleston is a serious-minded place, whereas Savannah, Georgia is kind of part of your balls off.
Oh, yeah.
That's the way I've always looked at that. But it is a magnificent place, I think, Charleston.
Yeah, and, destination city. I'm jealous you're going, actually.
One of the great cities. And, you know, I would give you, if you had said to me, Mike, in order for us all to be in the vicinity and we would do a better production if you were in studio with us, I'm thinking of relocating to Charleston after you got back from your trip tomorrow. Yeah. I may actually consider.
Oh,
that's
all right.
That's how much
you love the city.
Yeah, I'd throw my insulin in a bag and head on down.
Yeah, you'd like it too. Rob likes it too. It's a pretty place. It's a very, very pretty
when
place.
When you eat, if you eat out, there will likely be pimento cheese on the menu, which varies from restaurant to restaurant, but it is a local delicacy worth trying. Fried green tomatoes is another good southern delicacy you'll see down there if they have them in season. But don't be afraid to order. Don't be afraid to order what the South is known for, because you won't get it anywhere else.
Okay. Yeah, it's delicious. And all the, you know, the southern food like you would get in New Orleans and that.
Yeah.
You know, down there in the, they refer to it as the low country.
No.
As opposed to the mountains, which would be the high country. Isn't that
right?
That's fantastic. Yeah. Let me look up Charleston delicacies.
Have you both been and I just haven't?
No, I've just read about it.
I've driven through.
Okay.
I've read about it, but I've been into Savannah a few times.
Yeah.
And I know they have a very similar vibe.
Ask him why he's been to Savannah a few times, because it was free. He got to stay with Katie Forbes von Herman.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, it wasn't free. I had to pay for gas. Come on, man.
Yeah. Come on, man.
I'll have to check in with Katie, but I'm almost positive she's taking care of family, so I don't know.
Yeah, she's up north right now. Yeah.
I happen to have in my hot little hand right now a list of delicacies from Charleston, South Carolina, offering up some of the best cuisine in the country, a combination of European, African, and Native American cuisines. Mm. Southern food combines complex flavors and classic techniques. Might I recommend the she crab soup?
Ooh.
Yes.
A crab soup that has a little something extra. Orange roe tops this soup, made specifically from female crabs. You'll notice that Charlestonians love their crustaceans, crabs especially. From all the crab and shrimp dishes on the menu. Yeah.
The female crabs are easier to catch because they're bad drivers.
That's bada bing, bada boom. Shrimp and grits.
Oh, so good.
Cornbread. Planta's punch.
Ooh.
There you go. Rob, sorry.
The old days.
Peanuts?
Planta's punch.
Not made of peanuts.
Hush puppies. Those are a Charleston delicacy. Puppies.
Yeah.
Frogmore stew. It doesn't contain actual frogs. It's a mixture of potatoes, corn on the cob, sausage, and shrimp. Essentially a clam bake without the clams. Fried green tomatoes, as Mr. Spiewak mentioned there.
Delicious.
Okra soup is another one. Sweet tea, be sweet.
Oh, sweet tea is so horrible.
fried chicken and a dish called Country Captain. Does Rob Spiewak know what Country Captain is?
It was my title when I was in the military.
Country Captain Spiewak. It was when Rob had a kid's show in Arkansas.
What is Country Captain?
It's curry chicken. It's curry chicken.
Oh, yum. Yum.
It was made in colonial times. Deviled crabs, crab rice, oysters, barbecue, boiled peanuts, peaches, Ben wafers. B-E-N-N-E, wafers.
Hi, I'm Ben Wafers, and welcome to the get-together.
Country fried steak and chicken bog. Chicken bog is simply chicken and rice. Yes, chicken gets bogged down in the rice. Oh, it sounds delicious.
Yeah, it does sound good.
Sounds
chicken
heavy.
Bog. All right. Oh, it says it's a little hard to find in Charleston. Then why did you put it on the Charleston delicacies?
What is Charleston's proximity to the water? Is it close to the Atlantic?
Yes, it's on the water.
Yeah, okay, so that would explain all the seafood. That's great.
Biscuits and gravy and some pimento cheese.
Yeah, okay. I mentioned that as well.
As Rob Spiewak said. So enjoy your trip tomorrow.
Thank you. You'll see me from the hotel.
Very, very excited to see you from your hotel. It's always
shirtless.
I'll try to find a picturesque window if there is one.
The weather down here has been I always use this expression when I'm talking about Florida. It rains angry.
Yeah,
and I had new gutters put on my thimble-sized home here, and the gutters, the right side of my home when we got our 4 inches of rain. Dry as a bone, fantastic. But it's almost like the house was tilted, because on the left side of the home, there was a foot and a half of water.
Oh.
It was very weird. But we're all on slabs here,
so it's not
like we have basements that flood or anything like that. Everything
now, when you talk about it being 75 and 100% humidity at 8 a.m., how will it differ like when you get into the dead of summer, say July going into August? Does it get severe?
It'll get warmer. It'll be 94, 95 degrees on average in about a little less than a month, and that'll go all the way through
heat stroke
October. You totally get used to it, and you plan for it, and you learn an awful lot about shade and wind and fans and all that stuff, and you know how to monitor it, and you have ice on towels when you're out. You know, I'm outside almost every day during the summer, and you know where to sit if you're going to an outdoor event.
Mm-hmm.
We made the mistake of sitting facing the sun the other day, and it just gets you roast very, very quickly. But what's different this year, and this is, you know, remember I said this,
okay.
Because I just get a sense that this is earlier than it's ever been. That since I've been down here full time, this is the summer pattern starting almost at the end of April. And I get a little worried about that because, you know, with the big storms, they're talking about more and more of that, that might be coming.
The hurricane season, when does that officially start?
Later in the year, June.
I think June is when the hurricane, it starts. So, but the rules, there's no hard and fast, absolute impossibility of a hurricane coming earlier or later than the window that is that season. I don't know what the examples are of it, but you think about that. You think about it. You become kind of conditioned to things that happen. You see more turtles, believe it or not, out of the ponds and things down here because they're migrating. And I think you see the alligators doing the same thing because it's mating season.
Yeah, turtles and alligators love to bone.
They love boning, Rob.
They love
that's
boning.
Exactly.
I love that's when a turtle bones.
Yeah, so it'll be underwater. But I think it'll be fine when you get down here. And Oscar is coming for his big visit next weekend. And we're excited because
2 weekends from now.
Two weekends from now.
Friday the 13th.
Friday the 13th. Because we never have any visitors down here because I don't have any friends. Nor do I care to. That's just the way it is. You know, I mean, I'll get somebody who'll say, hey, I should let you know if you're ever in the area. I'm like, yeah, give me your number. And I'll leave.
Mm-hmm.
You ever crumple up the number when they hand it to you?
No, I usually hold on to it. I usually hold on, but in the way you do it now, the modern times, even the oldsters like us,
they'll text you.
You know, text me your number, and then they put it in, and they call you, and you have theirs, and they have yours.
You don't answer.
You always see the flirtatious teens doing that.
You don't answer. You're like, I'm just gonna say I never got the call.
I answered just the other day when a guy left something in my little stinky golf cart.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he left something.
Was it like Amber Heard?
No, it was a key of it was a key of cocaine.
Oh,
hey! I think I have your blow.
That's how you did it.
I've got your powder. Yeah, come on, right now. So now, Carla, have you left? Mother's Day expectations are very high this year.
Coming up,
really?
And I don't know what to. Yes, I've
Why?
Already been. I don't know, but I just think that
is she normally pretty chill about it?
She's chill about a lot of things, but then there will be an eye on the prize, and I got the impression that it's a thing, and I know it's only Tuesday the week before, but I know now that I have to do something or plan something, and I just don't have the real crazy motivation to do something myself, because the best thing you can do in my world is to do something homemade. Get up early in the morning and make something in the kitchen. I just don't have the bandwidth for that now.
Go catch a turtle and cook it.
Oh, have some she turtle soup.
Exactly.
Charleston's she turtle soup will be delicious.
So easy to catch them.
When Carla mentioned, Mother's Day is this Sunday. I got that yesterday. So I know already when I get so much as that I've got to do something special.
I thought you were a card guy, no?
I think
you got at least
cards.
Do a card. Yeah.
It's
just such a manufactured holiday. Really is, you know. I always thought of it more in terms of my mother, who is no longer with
like
us.
Like, you got to help Michael do something special for
that's
her.
What that's
I'm
what
thinking.
It
is. Yeah.
That's
he, has he
thinking.
Done anything with like gluing macaroni to construction paper or anything? Or is it, or they leave
he's,
that?
He's in second grade. What do you think he is? Is he a 1950s kindergartner now?
So like, I don't know. It's been a while.
Gluing macaroni, and then they're going to make things with tongue depressors.
Is that
what it is for you
now? I'm just trying to think what they would do as a project.
That's what you were close to doing if they'd left you in the institution.
Well, actually, Mike, they couldn't let me because I kept eating the macaroni.
You know, you have to cook that,
no,
son.
No, you'd cook it down and distill it.
Bingo.
Don't you have any tester's glue?
When is your big day?
Tuesday.
The one you're nervous about.
Tuesday.
So a week from today, you're going in there.
Mm-hmm.
Is there there are certain scores that you get when you prepare. This isn't like that, right? You just are
isn't it
where
one,
you are
one to
and
four?
You have to see what happens.
No?
No, it's he is going to look over the data that has been collected up to now. Probably do a check on my liver as best he can. He may do that day or schedule the fiber scan to see where we're at. Or if he doesn't feel that's necessary, that's always a possibility because the scores have been going in the right direction.
Yeah. Let me
so
tell
we'll
you
see.
One thing.
We'll see.
Just be aware, it's not a good visit if sometime during your doctor's appointment, he sends out for an assistant and that assistant comes in with, say, a medium-sized handle igloo cooler and hands it to you and says, "You're going to need this." That's what I thought.
From my research, and I could be wrong, and I usually am. What is it a sonogram that they do with this machine? What is exactly?
It is called a fiber scan. I think it is essentially a sonogram, right? But that focuses exactly on the liver, and it gives you a 3D image of the liver that will damage and scarring. But when you talk about like studying for a test or preparing for a test.
Yeah, do you have to get yourself like a certain way? You can't cheat with what you have.
No, so, I mean, I have essentially been preparing for this test since March 16th by not drinking and by eating better. That's allowing my body to sort of come into a new homeostasis and figure out what it's doing. That's one of the reasons that I'm still dealing with low hemoglobin, but not dangerous low, just lower than normal. And that, and also dealing with the blood sugar issues with the diabetes, is one of the reasons why I just don't have the stamina I should have, even though I'm working at it. I'm doing my best. So,
Do you... as far as the biggest change with you, obviously, is the hooch and changing that. Are you sleeping better? Are there any other health benefits you've noticed?
Sleeping better, and that actually, I have to say, I've started on some Lexapro, a small dose of Lexapro, because at the end of the night, I would start running the day through my head and all the stuff that's going on, and it would get me uptight and a little blue.
Yeah.
And I said to the doctor, I said, what do you think? He says, there is no crime in giving you a little something to ease your mind at the end of the day.
Lexapro is an antidepressant.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which
really works, by the way, for a lot of people.
It Very really effective. Has helped me at the end
How
of the day.
How much did they give you?
I don't know if it's a big dose or not. 500 grams.
It's not milligrams.
It's relative to the person.
It's a shake.
Right?
It's like a smoothie.
Yeah, you got to grind it up.
Yeah, you do. But I just feel so good at the end of the day.
500 grams is funny for those of us that, you know. No, I have a friend, Michael Schmara, who might be on it also.
I'm on 10 milligrams, and I take it every morning.
Stuff. Carla it really, likes it, too. We're all on it.
It really, yeah, woo, you I feel that it not so much during the day, but in the evening and at bedtime, it really helps me sort of center myself and relax. It's been extraordinarily helpful. So that's great.
Yeah, actually, before I went on it, I would be in the evening. It's funny you mentioned the evening. I would be watching TV and I would sit there and suddenly I just would go. No, Carla says I'm better. I guess that. It was.
I would second.
Does she put it in quotation marks?
You don't know when I went on it or not.
No, when you went off of it, we knew.
Shut up.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you're on it when Oscar comes down on the 13th.
Yeah, I think
be sure.
Double dose.
Double up. Yeah.
I just have a theory that a lot of those medications affect your wiener, but I could be wrong about that too.
He's happy.
I remember
too.
Paxil. Remember when that years ago they tried that on me?
Sad wiener.
It was ridiculous. Be a man in his late 30s, and you know, I remember.
Do you know what a ridiculous, time that is? That we had custom bowling shirts, and yours said Paxil.
Mine said Paxil on. Hey, Pax.
Hey, what's up, Pax?
I have it somewhere. I have that that bowling shirt. It's a purple bowling shirt. They were really lovely. They were lovely.
Weren't you going through a divorce?
They were top of the line. They were top of the line bowling shirt.
I was going through probably a divorce at the time, and the one thing they didn't tell me, I swear to God they didn't tell me, was that, how can I describe this? I knew because I had to describe it on the show. You can reach attention. But it's finishing with it's the finale that has a little trouble.
Yeah, I think we described it once.
What's the point of getting, getting all excited if you can't have the moment?
For example, Mike would love, he could absolutely get excited and hop in his car and drive to Ocean City, but he just stops at Cambridge. And he's stuck at Cambridge. Yeah.
No, I believe in that. I think that you hear occasionally about stuff like that being overprescribed. Jesus Christ, Rob, if there's anybody that needed a little help psychologically with what you're going through, I think it's you.
The 500 grams is just enough.
All I got to do, I rub it on my chest and drink the smoothie and it's great. No, it has been, I won't say miraculous, but it has helped me so much in the evening. Like when I put my head down to bed, I sleep now. Yeah. It's just
evening comes.
Are you still sleeping in the nude, or has that changed?
No, that has changed.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt now.
Look at this guy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And also, and ladies, you'll appreciate this, compression socks.
Nice.
Yow.
Nice.
Are you really wearing those?
It helps with the ankle swelling.
Do you wear them when you take a walk with shorts?
I push them down. Because I did put on shorts with the compression socks and looked at myself.
That's a great look.
With shorts and a t-shirt. I said, Jesus Christ, you look like Charlie Brown.
It's a horrible look.
It is. It's horrible.
There is no, well, no, if you're going to wear shorts and compression socks, it just, there's it's, no working.
You can't
it.
Do it. You can't do it.
Yeah, but, wear them, but wear them under
unless you're playing soccer.
Khakis or something. You know?
Yeah. Well, I would get with big red stripes so I look like the guys.
You don't look like soccer socks. That's fantastic.
Or the socks they wear in winning
outfit today. Yeah.
In winning time. Those socks. And those are the shorts I wear when I walk, too.
Yeah. Back in the day, a lot of people, the youngsters in our audience, won't remember that back in the day of the NBA, the shorts were who wears short shorts.
Oh,
yes,
they
were
the giant
booty
things
shorts.
That they have. Oh,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I remember those green Boston Celtics shorts. Oh, my God, were they dreamy. They were fantastico. But, we see a lot of it down here.
Yeah.
And the worst is when you'll see a guy with shorts. He's got Velcro shoes, and he doesn't have two compression socks. He has one.
Mm.
That's
it that
screams.
Means that there's like a certain blockage that has been spotted.
Yes. Oh, by the way, I want
to
take this opportunity.
At the misfortune of others.
You'll probably never hear this, but I want to say goodbye and farewell to one of my new friends, Mr. Joe Langner, a gentleman who is going back to Europe. And one of our great, great elder statesmen at Happy Valley, and a super nice guy. And he had everybody sign his last scorecard because he's going to Europe. He's not coming back here. He's not doing the transatlantic stuff that he's been doing for years and years. And it was just a really sweet moment. And he was a wonderful gentleman and a character. And I never got to hear all the stories about him, but he's a special guy. And just he looked different than everybody. He was apparently at one point he's a little bit of a guy,
mm-hmm.
and apparently he has all sorts of wonders, including he did some work as a jockey at one point for big-time horse racing. It was just a fascinating guy, and it was just kind of cool because I've never experienced that. There are a lot of things in Happy Valley that are kind of cool and a little classier than the other joint.
What? It's actually my father flees his family for another family, allegedly.
Yes.
What makes someone leave a continent?
I think that he goes in between. Yeah.
Okay,
he
lives. I didn't realize that. Okay, sorry.
He
it
lives
wasn't
there.
Anything you did.
No, not to the best of my knowledge. Although you could make a case for that. You know, there are occasional moments where I want to like rip a flag off a golf cart or peel a sticker off. Yeah, but I don't.
No,
I refrain from doing that. But he was just a sweet, classy kind of guy with a big, thick accent. And it was just like he's from Germany, lives in Switzerland now. So his famous line, everybody,
South Africa, right?
Diplomatic
immunity.
No, he was not. He would say his thing was unbelievable. Unbelievable. And he would say that, and it made you feel 20 feet tall, even if you hit a crappy shot. Yeah. That was unbelievable. Look at that. And he did that all the time, and it was by design, and he's just a sweet old guy. So safe travels, and,
that's great.
I think there'll come a time where, look, I love the sport I love. There's no doubt about that. But there will come a time where my priorities will be watching my little man run around as opposed to me running around, especially if he stays in sports.
Yeah.
Rather follow him all over the country than – see if I can make a 4-foot putt. Who gives a rat's ass, Really? I mean, I think everybody kind of knows it, but it's, I am playing a sport where, time has passed us all by. There is no doubt about that, all right? We may pretend that we're still competitive, but we're really not.
Right.
We're just playing among ourselves until we die. That's just what it is. But that's the way it works,
The people that I know that are lucky enough to follow their passion the way you do, They're the happiest, most successful people I know.
Yeah.
Well, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun,
yeah.
And I so love doing it.
Don't knock it.
And there,
like
a pony, is there a little latency happening along the... Is something screwy?
Just a little bit. I'm watching it here. Just a little bit. We're good. No, right. Nothing enough to break the show up.
Because Oscar's resembling like a foreign film, you know, where it's
you
Japanese.
Look great. You look great. It's
1960s.
Just us to you.
It's just your voice getting to me. Anyway, we have to take a break anyway, and if we have to shut things off and start again, let me know. We will take a break, and we will come back with more fun. We got the homepage for ye.
Yay.
And lots more other good stuff right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Stop that.
We're
now.
Good. We're good.
I'm just doing that for fun. You're listening to us, and you're lucky.
And now, Tales of Aviation History with TMOS P1 listener, Captain Joel Rogers.
Well, folks, from the flight deck, this is Captain Joel Rogers. On behalf of all 61 members of your Frankfurt-based flight crew, it's been a pleasure having the 36 of you on board our transatlantic flight today. We've begun our initial descent into the New York area where the weather is scattered clouds and isolated thunderstorms. As a reminder, instead of duty-free shopping on your arrival, why not visit the Mike O'Mara Show Shopping Center for all your in-flight needs? Target and Walmart have everything for your comfort and onboard snacking. Visit MikeOmaraShow.com and click the banner to place an order. Because of the headwinds extending our flight time to 77 hours, the local time is 7:25 p.m. on May 6th, 1937. Let me be the first to welcome you to Manchester Township, New Jersey. We know you have a choice in rigid airship travel, and we thank you for flying the Hindenburg.
I always love the way Joel emphasizes Hindenburg.
Right, yeah, I know. It's great.
It's fun with that. Welcome back to the show. I am not a monster.
No.
But there are certain things that I am very particular about. For example, don't mess with my morning routine. I know what I like, and everything I like involves the amazing products from Harry's. I use it all. Oh. Every morning. Razor. Face wash, body wash, shave gel. It's the best I've ever put on my
face.
And blades that stay so sharp so long, I swear you won't know when to change them. If that's a problem for you, well, don't buy them. If you really worry, if you want to really know, well, it is an endorsement
it
because
is.
If you're buying blades that let you know when they're dull because it scrapes your face, you're not going to have that with Harry's. They're perfect. They are. First time Harry's customers can redeem a starter set for just $3 at harrys.com/TMOS. That includes a 5-blade cartridge, a weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover to protect your blades on the go. A $13 value, all for just $3. And wait till you try the newly designed handle. I can't believe they bested my original Harry's handle. It feels so good in your hand, you can't wait to shave again. Again, I am not a monster. I just have impeccable taste.
It's true.
Remember, new look. Thank you. Same incredible offer. There's really never been a better time to give Harry's a try. Just go to harrys.com/TMOS today to get your starter set for just $3. That's harrys.com/TMOS. And once again, thank you, Harry's.
From the four corners of the World Wide Web and into your digital device, it's what you need to know. This is the homepage.
This is the homepage. And last week we learned about Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly and the fact that they had a thirst for each other's blood. Well, there, you know, there's been lots of scuttlebutt on the internet about that.
Oh, I hate scuttlebutt.
Scuttlebutt's all over the place. Well, now, real-life self-identifying vampires. There you go. That's how you know it's a legit story. They're weighing in with their concerns. Mm. The co-founder of the New Orleans Vampire Association said they need to take precautions, like testing for diseases and bloodborne illnesses. He said most vampires do extensive research on their donors for like 6 months and also have them retested every 3 months or so to be safe. Donors?
Yeah, sure. Ew. You got to make a living somehow.
The founder of the Endless Night Vampire Ball, Father Sebastian, he warned that blood withdrawal should only be done by medical professionals. None of this cutting with broken glass business. That machine gun apparently does.
Yes.
Machine gun.
Well, hi, yeah. Machine Gun. This is Sebastian. Father Sebastian. Yeah. This is Machine Gun.
I hate that I know this, but Machine Gun Kelly just bought Logan Paul's $7.5 million mansion in Encino, California.
Isn't that nice?
Vampires.
Isn't that nice?
Are getting it done.
Yeah, they're getting it done, and I'm sure that house now smells like ass. Thank you. Kim Kardashian.
Speaking of
reality folk.
Oh, I was talking about the other.
This is interesting to me just because it's history. She wore Marilyn Monroe's dress last night at the Met Gala.
Mm-hmm.
It was the crystal-studded nude gown from when Marilyn sang Happy Birthday, Mr. President to John F. Kennedy in 1962. Since the 60-year-old dress is a piece of history and was custom-made for Marilyn, Kim couldn't have it tailored. She told the Vogue correspondent, quote, "I tried it on and it didn't fit me. I said, give me 3 weeks. I had to lose 16 pounds down today. I haven't had carbs or sugar in about 3 weeks. We're having a pizza and donut party back at the hotel afterwards." I do like the Kim Kardashian style icon.
Yes.
Talks about fat food. Mm-hmm. I like that.
Now, rumor has it when Marilyn wore it, she had to be sewn into it. That's how tight it was.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah.
But Marilyn was a bit zoftic. She was not a
she was of the day.
Skinny yeah. mini.
Now,
right?
Have you seen, there's a Marilyn Monroe tapes documentary on Netflix that if you have any doubt that the Kennedys treated women nicely, you should watch this documentary.
Oh, really?
No. Oh, they are. Really? They were so rotten to her. Oh, man.
Really?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well, she Kim borrowed the gown from Ripley's. Believe it or not, museum in Orlando. It holds the Guinness World Record for being the most expensive dress sold in an auction. $4.8 million.
Wow.
Wow. And that's while she was at Ripley, she also borrowed shoes from those two guys on the motorcycles.
The fat guys.
The fat guys.
And their hats. Fantastic hat. This is for baseball fans. I still have a soft spot for baseball. University of Tennessee relief pitcher, guy named Ben Joyce. He just set a record for fastest pitch in the history of college baseball, not the pros.
Wow.
The school announced yesterday that he threw a 105.5-mile-per-hour heater against Auburn. Just amazing. He came very close to throwing the fastest pitch ever recorded, period. That honor goes to Aroldis Chapman, who holds the record right now. He threw a 105.8-mile-per-hour pitch when he was on the Reds in 2010. So Joyce, who's only a junior in college, will have to settle for second, and who knows what the upside is. You can blow your arm out doing that. But Tennessee is currently the top-ranked team in college baseball. 40-4.
Wow.
Wow.
Their record, and for someone who has attended recently a college baseball game, Florida Gulf Coast University, it was great.
What's an average for a major league or even college? High 90s?
Average fastball?
High 90s?
I don't think that's anywhere near the average. Oh. I think upper 90s, you're throwing heat. I think average would be upper 80s to low 90s,
wow.
probably.
Wow. When you're throwing that hard, the most important thing is remember to let go.
He's kind of back today, isn't he, Oscar?
Yeah,
is it the drugs, do you think?
No, I think that the reps yesterday got him to where he is today, and then tomorrow's going to be even better.
Okay. I doubt it.
That's good. The handful. The hat. Let me start again.
Please.
Jesus
Get
Christ.
Get the paddles.
This happened last fall, but we're just hearing about it. And since I'm going in June, first week in June, I'm interested. Not going to the land, going to the world. The
right.
Pirates of the Caribbean ride at Disneyland in October broke down. So they were stuck, all the folks on there, on the boats for at least 30 minutes. For the first 15 minutes or so, the music kept playing.
Oh, that's
yo
fun.
Ho,
oh,
yo,
yo,
ho,
Pirates life for me.
Over and over again. But that wasn't the worst part. Employees eventually stopped the music and turned the lights on, but no one could get off the boat yet, and one of the guests had to pee. So that person ended up going off the side of the boat in full view of everyone. And here's the fun part. It wasn't a dude. It was a lady.
A lady.
The video just shows a mom talking about it afterwards, not the actual peeing. But she says the woman behind her took her pants down, hung her butt off the side of the boat, and peed in the water for the ride. Obviously, when you got to go, you got to go. But the mom also says that the woman was a total Karen. who was causing issues from the start, and it seemed like she was trying to make a scene.
Yes, the happiest place on earth.
Yeah, the pirate water. Can't wait.
I think someone's got to clean that up, right?
I saw somebody at the Harry Potter place in Orlando.
I've been.
Like this week, someone of our Facebook guys, Doug Heller or something like that. I think that's who it was. I'm not sure which. I get them confused.
Universal is Harry Potter.
Universal is Harry Potter. Yes. And it looked balls to the wall. Crowded.
Yeah. I want to see this TikTok video. Apparently the lady did show her Harry Potter.
Hey, Harry Potter. Okay, this is a little factoid that I thought I'd share with you. Husbands who own snakes are the most likely to cheat on their partners.
Oh, no.
That's bad news.
So says a poll of 1,200 married philanderers who all had pets. It found 20% of them owned a reptile, as well as being one. Am I right?
They had to find people that were admitted cheaters to start?
Yes. That's, I guess, how they did it. Unfaithful husbands who had a pet bird, such as a parrot or budgie. What's a budgie?
Oh, I don't know.
The little green birds.
That's what's
little
in your pants after Paxil.
They were last in the top 10 pecking order at just 4%.
Get it?
And least likely to have an affair. So I don't think it was guys that had...
No, the guys that have birds are least likely to have an affair. The guys that have snakes are most likely.
Yeah. If you're already cheating.
Does it count since I bought the... it's my son's snake. It's not mine.
Oh, you're just holding it for a friend?
No, it's not. We got it for Christmas. He wanted a snake for Christmas. Shut up. Come on, please. And now I give you a little something. A man has finally had his new penis attached to its correct place after living with it on his arm. Do not laugh at your kicker story. Do not. Let me start again. I'm sorry I have to gather myself.
Are you?
How does it live elsewhere?
But it was his own arm. Mm. Which is, that's good, right?
A man has finally had his new penis attached to its correct place after living with it on his arm for 6 years. Malcolm McDonald is a 47-year-old man who had his thing amputated in 2014 after a blood infection caused it to decay, though his testicles remained intact.
Well,
believing he would be left with a lifelong stump, the mechanic turned to alcohol and he became a recluse. But in 2015, doctors revealed he could get a new one grafted from the skin of his arm. However, a lack of oxygen in his blood during the surgery meant that doctors had to abort midway and stuck the 6-inch thing to his arm temporarily. Mm. Hospital delays and COVID meant the appendage stayed there for 6 years, making his life a misery. But he finally has his manhood back in the correct place following a 9-hour operation last year. The separated father of two from Norfolk in England said the first thing I did was look down and I was like, oh my days, they got it right this time. I feel like a real man again, baby.
Yeah, baby.
He can also now enjoy the pleasure of wearing short sleeves, putting on sunscreen without getting excited, and paying for his food at the drive-thru without dropping the change. I'm sorry.
What about his foreskin?
I don't know. I think it was all part of the same thing. You know? Oh, thank you. I'll have the Whopper. Can I have the bag, please?
Please don't. Stop waving at me.
Oh, I'm sorry that took so long. We'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about stuff.
As far back as I could remember, I always wanted to be Michael Mara. To me, being Michael Mara was better than being President of the United States. He's not just a clown to amuse you. He's the capo de capi. He does accents, impressions, and he can even talk up records.
True.
His two trusted associates, Rob and Oscar, they're untouchable. And they're pretty good earners, too. Tune in to the live Michael O'Mara Show broadcast every weekday on Facebook Live, or download it and listen on your own terms. Support these good fellas. Go to MichaelMaraShow.com and buy the bonus show, or I'm going to have to send Polly Christine after you. Arrivederci.
Thank you, Henry. Appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Freshly. Food that's fast doesn't have to be fast food. Freshly, we've been telling you about it. They are offering quality meals without the hard work. Their meals are designed by nutritionists, cooked by chefs, then delivered fresh to your door. Other meal deliveries tend to be prepped and cooked, but Freshly is ready to eat in 3 minutes.
Mm. Yes.
No one wants to spend an hour cooking dinner, especially have a product like this. After a rough day, you want to come home and enjoy your food. Skip the grocery shopping and the dirty dishes. Your Freshly meals arrive cooked, ready, fresh every week. Use the Freshly website or the app to find meals that fit your lifestyle with plans that work for your dietary needs, your preferences, your tastes, and your family size. I love that they are delivered fresh, not frozen. They're always delicious. Oscar is in love with the steak peppercorn. I love the meatballs. Yes,
if I
Oscar
wanted
Santana.
To have lunch in the city, because I live here and work here, it would probably easily be $20. Freshly comes in a little less than, you know, a little over $7 per meal.
Yeah.
I'm saving money. It's easier. It's more convenient. And I love the food.
Freshly rocks. Stop stressing about dinner. Right now, Freshly offering our listeners $125 off your first five orders when you go to Freshly.com/TMOS. That's $125 off. Freshly.com/TMOS. We love Freshly. We've all used it.
I love it.
If people wonder why the Mike O'Mara Show does these commercials and they last a little longer, it's because we love these products, especially when they've been with us for a long time. Freshly rocks your world, and you should enjoy this. I want to talk about hacking, if we can. And Oscar, I was on the same page with you on that one because I wanted to ask you if it's too long and you want to tell your
story first. This is quick. This is quick.
Can you give me my my Sonos hack first that I can't
load
that? What do I do?
What
is your problem
Mike
with Sonos?
Mike has been off air bitching about his Sonos system.
And my Sonos speaker that Carly got me at Christmas that I knew would be a cluster to put together to get it to work.
Mm-hmm.
But she got me this speaker, and it's called the Roam. I think that's the speaker it's called the Sonos Roam. They've got
it's Italian.
You know, the feather, the Roam. Yes,
it's got a toga.
ROAM, and I haven't been able to successfully marry it to my system. And why, if it's a Bluetooth speaker, should I have to do that anyway? Why?
I want to give you a peace of mind. It's hard for everybody to marry these systems. It's never as easy as it should be. Especially
marriage is always
when it comes to
tough.
Sonos.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because it really is dependent on your router, your network, how easily you can connect to it, and you have to use the Sonos app in order to marry it to your phone.
Right.
And if I can have one knock against Sonos, that's why Apple products are so easy to use when it just works.
Yeah.
Is that Sonos makes you do sit-ups and push-ups to make sure that everything sounds perfect.
It's a pain in the ass.
If you're an audiophile, you want that. You'll go through the paces.
Is it worth it? I've not heard
the adapter Ethernet cable and shove it. You know, have intercourse with your router with it, for Christ's sake.
I've never heard the Sonos. Is it that good, Oscar? Is it worth it?
It is that good. If you're an audiophile, it is.
Okay, wow. Yeah,
it's worth the investment. I had this issue at work. I had it at home. I had it at my parents' house. There's a Sonos bridge they sell for $99. That allows you to bypass all the BS that comes with your network, or what router you have, or what type of modem you're using, or what type of security protocol you have within your network. And that bridge allows you to simply connect like you should, like just quick, no problem. The bridge, I'll send you a link off our Amazon, off our Target page.
Okay.
Yes.
You know what? Normally, I don't like to agree with you when spending money solves a problem. In this case, I want to try the speaker out. And I will do that.
The bridge.
Then that's it. All right.
Solves
now, the other hacking thing is, did you say you had a problem with some sort of hacking going on?
We've all been hacked in one way or another. And I want to get into details.
Yeah.
Personally, how many letters have our listening audience received from institutions saying, your credit card information may have been compromised, so change your password?
Yeah.
I believe that that's kind of it's not even a rite of passage. It's just, it's what happens now in this digital age. I've had multiple calls go to my elderly parents where they say that you're, you know, the sheriff's office in Houston, Texas is looking for you. You have a warrant and you have to pay these dollars. And they call me in a panic and I talk them off a ledge.
Right.
But that's not hacking as much as it's just somebody reaching out through the phone trying to get at you.
Correct.
Right?
But they're trying to hack into your information and go from there. The hack that I experienced yesterday, personally, is something I was aware of, but I thought it was in the dark corners of, you know, Fortune 500 companies where our entire team here at Podville received what looked to be like a personal message from me via text to their phone, letting them know I was in a very important meeting and I needed access to a gift card. And if they could quickly go across the street or, you know, anywhere close to buy a gift card and send me the code.
How many people got this email?
Our entire team. Mm-hmm. Anyone that was on our team.
With your name
attached
to it.
With my name attached to it.
Yeah.
Luckily, we don't have rubes on our team, and we've actually talked to our team in the past about this because you get alerts at least once a week that we get from common, scams. And we have our own protocol, which I won't discuss here in place, so that does not happen. But
so I should return the Applebee's card now? So, I don't know what to do.
So what was off-putting is, and I know how this happens, and I talked to one of our guys, and they said, look, this is... It's easy to engineer this, especially if you have a employee directory or they find CEOs and presidents of companies, and then they just go downhill. So you wouldn't have received it from my number. You would have received it from another number, like a spoof number. What was fascinating and also scary, and buyer beware for anybody that does anything, is that once, some employees initially thought, and then they thought better, like, oh, wait, this is not Oscar.
Hmm. Anybody pause? Did Dan O'Brien bring the gift card to your desk?
No. Some people engaged.
Hi, Dan.
Some people engaged in the process, and then the AI.
And they were hacked too.
No. The AI started responding to them like it was me, saying how many cards I needed exactly, why I needed it. Then this was, and by AI, I mean artificial intelligence. This is a robot doing this.
Yeah, I would love
in real time.
I love messing with calls and stuff like that on the phone. I would be scared to do that.
Well, it was off-putting because you're like, should I change my number? What's happening?
Yeah.
You think about your security. And it's not. It really is it's a common occurrence in corporate America that these sophisticated, and this is low level considered to anything else, hacks go through.
Yeah.
And then I got on another call with another colleague and I said, you won't believe what happened at another large production company in New York. And they said, oh, this happened to us 2 weeks ago. And they had two of their associate producers buy gift cards and send codes to who they thought was the president of the company.
What is so flawed about
and
the scam,
gone.
Though?
Gone. That money's
gone. Gone,
gone,
gone. Gone.
But how much do they want the gift cards to be?
$600.
What's so flawed about the scam is what meeting would Oscar be at that he all of a sudden needed a gift card?
Yeah.
You know, if you really think about it.
But,
it's like,
but you don't know. And if you're a low-level PA trying to, like, make your mark, you're probably right. Like, oh, my God, I'm going to run across the street to 7-Eleven and buy these.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's scary.
You're lucky that everybody was sharp on the crew and alerted you right away.
I made an impromptu joke where I said, the only thing I'd ever ask you for is a Red Bull from across the street. That's
right.
The only time you'd ever receive any type of SOS.
Christmas is just around the corner,
yes,
pal.
Yes, yes.
That's scary. That is very, very scary stuff. My God.
Real time.
It's all over the place out there right now. You know, it makes you want to just cut a hole in your mattress and throw all the technology away. I swear to God.
Oh, I'm glad that's why you were cutting a hole in your mattress.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Not for your forearm.
No, that's right. Where
you
my
never
penis
lost
grows.
A bracelet, Oscar.
We'll be right back. It's true.
Woo!
It's a picture of Carla from Vegas to New Orleans.
Yeah, nice and dark.
The thing about it is he's got that big Dirk energy.
Big Dirk energy, yes!
That was good.
The Mike O'Mara Show podcast is chock full of laughs and stories. Every episode improves your mood, lifts your spirits, and gives you more male vitality. But for maximum impact, you have to subscribe to the TMOS bonus show. Only then can you get
Big Dirk energy.
Get hard for your money back.
It's P1 Hall of Famer Dirk Vastrick. Big Dirk energy is a real thing. I've been listening for almost 12 years, and the TMOS
TMOS bonus show always puts a smile on my face, a spring in my step, and let's just say there haven't been any complaints in the bedroom.
Ooh, yeah!
Subscribe to the TMOS bonus show today and get Big Dirk energy. Click the banner at MichaelMaraShow.com. It's
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program brought to you by Chime. Here's a question. Is that piece of plastic in your wallet doing enough for you? Because with the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can start building credit with everyday purchases and on-time payments. You see, with Credit Builder, members can increase their credit history with no annual fees or interest. And having a good credit score can mean getting better car loan rates or renting apartments easier or just give you bragging rights around the dinner table.
Yeah.
So continue your credit journey with Chime. Sign up takes only 2 minutes and it doesn't affect your credit score. Get started at chime.com/TMOS. That's chime.com/TMOS. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Stride Bank NA pursuant to a license from Visa USA. Chime checking account and $200 qualifying direct deposit required to apply for the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card. Regular on-time payment history can have a positive impact on your credit score. In fact, the score may vary and some users' scores may not improve. Thank you.
Yay.
Live.
Chime.
We'll do it live. I'm going to wait till tomorrow's show. To talk about this little Roe v. Wade issue.
Don't
get me started, please. I'm going to try not to do it right now. I just feel that I have to download this, decipher it, and see where we are. We have had this battle in America for so long. Seems like as long as I've been an adult, we've had this war going on. And the fact is that the way the system works, the party in power nominates the people in power. The people in power then make the decisions that the people that nominated them thought they were going to make. And that's what is happening right now. That's all I'm going to say on it right now. I want to read more about it. I want to find out more about it. There are a lot of people that are, screaming and yelling about this leaked information that they've already drafted, the overturning of Roe v. Wade. But,
what does draft mean?
Well, it means they have the...
I know what it means technically, but I don't know.
The draft is the draft of what their final ruling will be.
What's on deck?
The decision. The draft.
You've heard like first draft, second draft.
I get that.
This is the initial thing. And this, what was leaked was genuine, but it might not be what is actually the final thing that is brought before the court. It is an actual draft of it, but it could still change.
Let's look. We can get into the particulars.
I want to do it. Can we do it tomorrow?
Yes, we do tomorrow. Yes.
Because I just want to read more. I don't want to just flap my gums without any information.
Agreed.
You know what I mean? And it's still new.
Though, isn't it unprecedented? Let's talk about the leak of information.
Have there been leaks from the Supreme Court before? What's interesting to me,
I don't ever remember hearing of one.
I don't think so, and I'm also hearing that this leak came out of it could only have come out of one of the liberal justices' offices. I'm not sure whether I believe that or not, but
all
I don't
I know
yet.
Is that John Roberts has been found, they leaked that he's been asking for gift cards. From everybody.
Yeah, for eBay.
Everybody.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Delightful gift cards. I want to talk about something fluffy and light, which Rob is impressed because she looks like Julia, the new Jeopardy champion who's tearing
Matea
it up.
Matea Roach.
And she's Canadian, and she is Matea Roach. Is that her name?
She is such a delight to watch. And
yeah, she's so exuberant and fun and smiley.
She really, you know what? When you go back to... who was the guy that played like he hated the game and he would start with the most?
Matt Amodio.
Yeah, and then there was Holzhauer.
James Holzhauer.
Yeah, and she is the first ongoing, and she is now like, I think, fifth for consecutive wins or something like that.
Yeah, she's starting doing
to
great.
She's getting into the record-breaking mode. Mm-hmm. She looks like she's having fun up there. And
right.
She doesn't play cutthroat. I mean, she's very smart.
She doesn't play cutthroat. Cutthroat, but
yes.
Doesn't she look like Julia Spiewak?
I've gotten it from
doesn't
five.
Doesn't she look
God.
Like a doppelganger?
I got
for
it
Julia?
From five different people, separate of Jeez. Each other, said she looks like your daughter. And I told Julia, and she says, No, she doesn't.
She does.
I said, I know, honey, you're prettier. But she handles herself.
Let's be honest, she's got better choppers.
Well, those
Julia's got better choppers.
Yeah, those are Canadian teeth on the champ there.
Too much fluoride.
You're going to say Canadian
or not enough?
Teeth. That's England. Come on now, cut it out there.
But she's got a great thing where she gets into it and guesses and sometimes surprises herself. Which is great.
Isn't that astonishing?
By the way,
love the new visual aid.
It's beautiful, isn't it? Yeah.
It's better than holding up a phone. That is much better. But she's just, that's her personality right there. She's just so happy.
So happy.
And she's got a nose ring.
Yes, she does. She's inked up on her arms, but she wears long sleeves. But I also get the feeling she didn't expect to be going 20 consecutive shows because she's back to wearing the same outfits. Buy this woman a blouse because she looks the same every night. But her demeanor is so refreshing for a champion. I like the game no matter what, but I love seeing her play because she looks like she's having a good time. And I think it's really good for, and I had a question for you guys. She's in the middle of a streak right now. I don't know how often they flip from Jennings to Bialik and Bialik to Jennings. Do you think they would switch hosts in the middle of a winning streak?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Yeah, they got the cooler in there.
Yeah. The cooler!
Mayim? Is that what you're saying? Mayim Bialik is the cooler?
Absolutely.
We haven't talked about Jeopardy in a long time. Ken Jennings grows on me every time I watch him. I feel as though Ken Jennings to me feels like kind of a fit now. More than he has before. Whereas Mayim, I still think she's pushing it a little bit.
He is a 95 to 98%, except for when he has to do his prepared opening remarks when he comes out.
Which are a little dorky.
They're dorky, and they're obviously not written by him, and he's not suited to it. But he does okay with the interaction with the game. But once gameplay goes on, he's great. And that's what the most important thing about Jeopardy is the gameplay.
And now this can be isolated and sent to everywhere in the country, as I preface this. Yeah, but really, isn't it a man's job? Really, when you think about it?
No, you jerk.
I mean, really.
Well, I mean, the great game.
Hey, little lady, do you have to have every job, right? Do you have to do?
Well, she's got a PhD, right?
Yeah, but go home and count some of that Blossom money, sweetie.
Why don't you just go home and make Mr. Jennings a nice roast?
How dare you? Right?
And I don't have to take it anymore.
That's like the 1950s. That's the 1950s.
There is unprecedented success.
Textbook,
though.
Yes. Yeah. What's that?
Just even the fact that she was on two hit shows, massive hit, now three hit shows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she went back and got her PhD. It's surreal.
And also remember when all this was going down.
Extremely lucky.
But also remember, she was the one that was the only one when all this was going down, choosing the host, that leveraged the deal that she gets to host specials.
Yes.
She's got a little extra cream on her ice cream sundae because she did that.
Oh, now that's disgusting.
Isn't it,
though? Now you're making me that. That's I think if they get the old primer from the Jeopardy handbook, which says, any women on the show should make sure that the men are comfortable. Remember that 50s thing we read?
I remember back when Art Fleming hosted, the only time you ever saw a girl is when she was modeling a prize.
Who was the douche canoe that was the executive producer that was on and off? What was his name?
The guy that was ready to jump in? Yeah. Hold on.
I remember they're like, we're going to audition. And then we're like, that guy's good looking. Maybe he should be on camera. And then he was on camera.
He was on like 36 hours after Alex passed. I mean, he was ready to go.
Michael Richards. Yes.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
You all called that. And I don't think you get enough credit, Mike and Rob, because you're closer to it. And I sat here and I'm like, there's no way that guy's going to become the host. You called it in real time when he made the announcement.
Yeah. And remember, it's Mike Richards, not Michael Richards. Michael Richards, who played Kramer, was not hosting Jeopardy.
Mike Richards.
Mike Richards.
Mike Richards.
His entrances were great, but he didn't do gameplay. But there are some times here,
I guess some moments within the show that the Rock, Mike, you call that.
Right.
You know, right. To this day, you deserve that credit.
Mm-hmm. This is from the Art Fleming Jeopardy days.
Okay.
When, and this is what Mayim, I'm going to send this out to Mayim this evening.
Yes.
When they happen to be on the same set together, yeah. Which I think their paths cross.
Yeah.
Make the evening his. Never complain if Ken is late.
Ken.
Or goes out to dinner or other places of entertainment without you. Instead, try to understand his world of strain and pressure and his very real need to be at home.
Has Shannon ever shared with you what my mom told my wife on her wedding day?
No. Oh, God.
No.
It can't be good. It just reminded me. You didn't say it back at the time.
No, I was probably too embarrassed. But now, all bets are off. She said, you know, something that you need to know is that every man needs to come home to a made bed and a proper bedroom. Like in her broken English.
Wow.
And then I was like, oh, was that a sweet moment with my mom? And she said, she just said I had to make the bed every morning. I said, you should listen to her.
Hey, listen, this is really the prime directive.
Yes.
True story,
for Shannon and everybody else.
Yeah.
Don't ask him questions about his actions or question his judgment or integrity. Remember, he is the master of the house and as such will always exercise his will with fairness and truthfulness. You have no right to question him.
That's right, Mayim.
And you wonder why the life expectancy of a man was so short back in the day.
Yeah, because the wife killed him.
Right. Yeah. And hey, Supreme Court, trying to move in that direction. All right, we got to take a break. We will come back. It's Soundtown
yes.
from Leesburg.
Yes.
Soundtown
Sound
from
Sound.
Soundtown.
Leesburg.
To Mooney.
We will. I watched that show, by the way. The Our
We Own the Night.
City. We Own the Night. Thank you. That's it. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa.
Welcome to the TMOS International Airport. The white zone is for immediate unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone.
The white zone is for immediate unloading of passengers only. There is no stopping in the red zone.
The red zone's always been for loading and unloading. There is no stopping in the Y zone.
Don't tell me which zone's for stopping and which zone's for loading.
Listen, Betty, don't start your white zone crap again. There's just no stopping in the Y zone.
Why pretend? We both know what you're talking about. You want me to buy you a subscription to the TMOS bonus show.
It's really the only sensible thing to do, if it's done properly, therapeutically. There's no danger involved. It really is the best show of the week.
The TMOS bonus show. Subscribe today and stop sucking.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This portion of our program is brought to you by Titan. Rob Spiewak, question for you.
Shoot.
Did you write these first two sentences?
Yes.
I'm not sure that I can sign up for these. Would you like to hear the first part of this commercial?
Actually, Oscar? This was suggested copy from the client.
Let's face it. If you're listening to me, you're probably not the smartest person.
What?
Yeah, suggested by the client. What a wonderful idea.
Yeah, well, how about you rewrite that guy?
No offense. That's why you've got to check out Titan. Okay. As everyday investors, we get access to a marketplace of stocks. But, we're competing against institutional investors. We don't have access to experts, multiple portfolios, or investment vehicles. With Titan, you have a personal investment team to research and invest for you so that you can aim to outperform the market. This is really interesting, mate, because with Titan, all it takes is $100 to start, deposit your money, select one of their portfolios, and that's it. Titan aims to grow your investments at least 15% annually, net of fees, which could mean doubling your wealth every 5 years. I haven't had a chance to try it yet, but it sounds awesome to me. 15%, that's a big deal. Check
Huge.
Out Titan if you want to aim to be the smartest, wealthiest investor you've ever been. Hit up titan.com/TMOS to get $50 when you invest with Titan. You must go to this URL or you will not get that $50. And they won't know that we sent you. That's $50 when you go to titan.com/TMOS and invest with Titan. This is a paid partnership with Titan, and at the time of publication, I am not yet invested in Titan strategies. Rob Spiewak, rewrite that copy.
You Thank got you very it, my much. Friend.
Yes, I truly appreciate it. Oh, and it's time for Soundtown.
Soundtown.
What's that sound? Sound. Did you hear that?
Make some noise.
Soundtown.
I have never once condoned breaking the law, but I can appreciate when someone really commits to something.
Yeah.
Like the Australian shoplifter who brought a baby stroller into what looked like the equivalent of an Australian Target and draped a baby, one of those little baby like blankets, like a flannel blanket over the stroller.
What you do when you're trying to get your kid to sleep.
Yeah, there's no baby in this stroller. It's full of merchandise. But listen to her. Listen to her when she gets faced with an employee when she leaves the store.
You want me to ring the cops?
Ring the cops, man.
Ring the cops.
Let my baby go.
You haven't even been in there.
Hey, let go. Let go of me. Stay back, my baby.
Oh, geez.
Oh, you can have it.
Box it. There's a box
you
there.
You can have it.
Can have it.
Yes, there you go.
And the rest of you.
Don't take my baby. Yeah, there's no baby.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Like I said, at least she commits to it. I mean, there's
wow.
that.
Don't touch my baby. Wow, that's funny.
Now, we've all seen driving down the road, one of the most unfortunate things is someone who tries to move a mattress by tying it to the top of their car. Normally, the idiot puts his hand up out of the window, like that's going to help keep the mattress there. But also, you've seen people in little cars moving lumber, usually sticks way out the back, right?
Seen it all down here, all of
it. Well, this is a viral video from Texas where it looked like they could have been 12 or 15 foot boards in a small sedan, but to move them, they put them through the two back windows. So on either side of the car, there's like a 4 foot beam
just sticking out.
Just sticking out.
Oh my God.
Now there's a couple that is observing and of course videotaping it because that's what we do nowadays. But
right.
They hit a car, he knocks a sign down, the board knocks over like five pylons that divide the highway. But that's not my favorite part. My favorite part is there's a kid in the background who just keeps saying, "What? What? What?" Because they're bad. Listen to the whole thing. It's a wonderful pastiche of sound.
Oh, no. Oh, my gosh. I saw that coming. Oh,
what?
My gosh.
What?
And they just kept driving.
What?
Oh, my goodness.
What? What's
on my goodness? He doesn't see it.
Run.
No.
He can't.
Oh, no. He dropped planks.
Yes.
People are going to run over him.
I just witnessed a hit and run. They have some
lumber,
big giant lumber pieces sticking through their window, like all the way through. It's a small sedan.
It was like a lane and a half of car. He just running. He took off a car window with it. It's amazing to see.
I just kept driving.
We all see it. And, you know, even if it's put on lengthwise with the car and not through the back windows, it's amazing what people try to get on their cars
the best
without
place
like, getting a truck.
To witness this is not Home Depot, but IKEA.
IKEA, when people where they're trying to haul stuff.
They're trying to take a full bedroom set in the trunk and on top of their car.
They
and
don't want to pay that. They don't want to pay for a delivery. No.
I've done so with the Jeep Grand Cherokee and had rope for days, so I'm guilty.
Meanwhile, your front tires aren't touching the pavement anymore.
I like the kid in the back. What?
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 Yeah, that was my favorite. So this was viral on TikTok yesterday, and I'm curious. Do you still use Instacart, Oscar? Do you shop with Instacart?
Not as of late.
Okay. This lady has very, very decided opinions about her Instacart shopper and what she likes.
From now on, when I order Instacart, if I see the shopper is a boy, I'm immediately canceling the order. Boys are just stupid. When you get a girl shopper, she'll text you and be like, "Hey, sis, so they're actually out of the specific Honeycrisp apples you requested from Argentina. However, they do have some Mexican green apples. And I know you said you wanted a pound, but however, these apples are slightly smaller. So did you actually want a pound and a half?" You know what I'm saying? They'll actually try. They want to inquire. Make sure you get your groceries. But let you get a boy shopper. You will order $90 worth of groceries and he will bring back some paper towels and some gum. Don't ever reach out if they don't have the specific item you want. We'll bring you the most rotten, bruised, disgusting, filthy, landfill-looking fruits and vegetables. They take forever. They'll mix your bare fruit with raw chicken. It's like my little brother is shopping. You know what I'm saying? Just didn't even think.
I like that she says boy shoppers.
Very true. Very
so
true.
So can you do that? Can you find out if it's going to be a boy or a girl shopper?
You can
shopper?
Tell. You get a notification that says who's shopping for
Hi,
you.
Hi, this like, is Bruce, and I'll be your shopper.
And Kelly all day will write you. Bruce will never write you. And then I will, Shannon will say, there's going to be some mistakes. I was like, leave Bruce alone. He's bringing us our groceries. We're fine.
Stuff's ready.
But Kelly will write you ad nauseum about making sure that she got what you wanted, which is
nice. They were out of apples. I got you some peas.
Yeah. I have a great one. I use Carla.
Better. I don't trust them to do it.
Because she doesn't ask questions about my integrity. She knows that I will exercise my will with fairness and truthfulness, and she has no right to question me. Yeah.
When you come home, does she worry about her own day or your day?
No, my day.
Of course, really. And that's the way it should be. Mike, let's relive this feel-good moment in Hollywood history.
There it is. This was a week or so ago when this went on the block.
Yeah.
And they got the money for it finally, right? They got more than they expected they would get. This is Jack Nicholson in The Shining, cutting through the bathroom door. And here it comes.
Here's Johnny.
There we go. I got it.
Now, what's amazing to me is it sold for $175,000. The axe is not actual an axe. It's made out of resin and foam. It's a prop axe. But it was 12 bids. It actually sold for $155,000, but they add a $20,000, like it's built into the bidding,
that's
that whatever you pay
for the auction house
service charge.
Yeah.
Oh man. So that's, I don't know. That's a pretty good prop, but it doesn't come autographed or anything like that. Yeah, it's just the prop.
I've always wondered this, and I think it goes back to the old adage: if you can't afford the 20, you probably can't afford the 150.
That's exactly. Probably right.
Exactly. Yeah. Still doesn't mean that I don't want to take the people from the auction house and put them out in that maze in Colorado in the dead of winter and have them freeze to death, though. I want them just like Jack Nicholson at the end of The Shining.
He can't use his gavel if he looks like that.
That's right. Exactly.
Let's close with this from Seth Meyers. Have you ever considered, when you pass, what's going to happen to all the data on your computer and your phone? Well, they took a survey. Mm.
According to a new survey, more than half of Americans want their family to have access to their personal phone and computer data after they die. The other half are men.
And so there's that, Mike. That's all I got.
Now leaving SoundCloud. Please come again.
That's it. We got to get out of here. Oscar Self Safe Travels will be joining us from Charleston, South Carolina tomorrow on the show. Whoa, whoa. Hey, we never mentioned it enough. We used to do it all the time. Get yourself a bonus subscription.
Yes. Do it.
That helps the show chug along. And, at a certain point, I'm going to be mentioning all our fine sponsors at the end of the show as well.
Love it.
So we can remind you if you forgot. Anyway, that's it. We got to roll. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and Pony Boy Matt Bloom, Mike O'Mara saying so long. Long, everybody.
Freshly Chime, Harry's Titan. Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.